Irish music took firm root in American soil. Its popularity was due in part to transcriptions made by Thomas Moore in the early 1800s. He set his poetry to traditional tunes passed down through the oral tradition, with their haunting melodies and delicate texts dealing mostly with nostalgia for lost youth and faded hopes. Moore's songs were among the best loved of the entire century. Irish airs also flourished in the form of instrumental variations, which were featured on most stage and parlor concerts. And you have in this second half of the program, you'll see The Groves of Blarney, which is really a rewriting of The Last Rose of Summer, which we've featured on other concerts. In this second half of our program, we're presenting a typical American parlor concert based on Irish melodies, both transplanted and homegrown. It includes songs of Stephen Foster, who grew up listening to his older sisters singing Thomas Moore's songs. And we will conclude with an all-time favorite that demonstrates how thoroughly Americans took Irish music to their hearts. It was not an Irishman who vowed to take Kathleen home again, but an American, Thomas P. Westendorf, who had thoroughly assimilated both Irish melodic style and Irish sentiment to write, "I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen." And now we present our parlor concert of music from Erin, transplanted to the banks of the Ohio.